have you seen with Brandon Young? I mean, you've obviously seen him a lot better.
Yeah, he just left a lot of stuff out over the plate, and they didn't miss it. You know, execution was something that was eluding him tonight. And they didn't miss anything out over the plate.
Did you feel like, with a on Yankee Stadium, you felt like you needed to leave him out there to preserve the bullpen as much as you could?
Yeah, I mean, with two games today, it's tough to rip through your pen. And not to mention, it's not even Yankee Stadium. It's just we're going through a 13-game stretch, and to kind of cripple your pen in this game would be extremely difficult for us to come back from.
Obviously, some defense hasn't been what you guys would want. What do you think is preventing you guys from defensively playing the way that you want to? And do you think it is possible that you guys could later this season be a good defensive team?
Yeah, to me, it's just consistency. I think anyone that watched the first game, I would say our defense was pretty good, if not really good. The second game was just ugly. Like, that's unacceptable. Like, it was a doubleheader. It's tough to win one game in the big leagues, never mind two on the same day, but we didn't give ourselves a chance to win this game.
Have you felt the need to address the defensive miscues to the team as a whole, or has it been more just one-on-one conversations?
No, it's constant conversations. Yeah, the guys acknowledge it. Guys are working every day. And that's something that we're going to continue to get better at.
Were Alonso and Henderson just removed for get them off their feet in a doubleheader?
Yeah. They both, like, Pete played both. And Skull was pretty much out of hand. So we want to get him off his feet. And same thing with Gunnar.
Do you have a starter for tomorrow?
Not yet.